On Radio Australia, this is Connect Asia with Sim Lam.
Still to come on the program, two special guests from Thailand speaking on government efforts to engage local communities in the troubled South. Thailand's National Reconciliation Commission last year handed down its recommendations, but what's been done since? Well, we hear from Wuruwit Baru, a member of that commission, which has since been dismantled, and Arin Saidi, the founder of a women's group in the predominantly Muslim region. But first, let's take a look at some of the business stories making news in the region with Sonia Heidemann.
US conglomerate General Electric has successfully completed a friendly takeover of struggling Japanese electronic maker Sanyo's leasing business. STV Partners, set up by GE in Tokyo for the deal, has acquired a 97.15% stake in the Sanyo Electric Credit Co. by spending $1.1 billion. Sanyo Electric Co. held a 16.68% stake in Sanyo Electric Credit, while top shareholder Goldman Sachs had a 33% share. Both decided to sell all stock to STV Partners. AFP reports the deal was part of Sanyo's efforts at rehabilitation after slashing thousands of jobs and coming under scrutiny over allegations of dressing up its results. Ping An Insurance, China's second largest life insurer, plans to apply for a national banking license to expand beyond its current operations in the country's southeast. South China Morning Post reports the chief insurance officer of the company says they can open 3 branches a year at most, since they have to meet certain qualifications before opening each branch. The company's public relations department told AFP they could not confirm the report at the moment. Japan's Nikon Corp says its net profit nearly doubled in the last financial year to a record high as it cashed in on strong demand for digital cameras and high-tech equipment. The Japanese icon, which last year decided to stop making most traditional film cameras, posted net profit of $457 million in the year to March. Philippine conglomerate Ayala Corp has reported its net income rose 80% year on year to just over $119 million in the 3 months to March. The income growth is the highest ever recorded in a quarter. The company attributed the rise to strong operating performances of its various business units.
Sonia Heidemann with that business wrap. You're listening to Connect Asia on Radio Australia, and on the internet we are podcasting on radioaustralia.net.au/connectasia. And now to southern Thailand, where a roadside bomb this week killed 7 soldiers in one of the single deadliest attacks in 3 years of separatist unrest. The attack took place in Narathiwat, one of Thailand's 4 southernmost provinces, where more than 2,100 people have been killed since 2004. Interim Prime Minister Surayut Chulanon, appointed after last year's military coup, is due to travel to the region on Sunday. Moderate local leaders have credited the interim government with attempts to engage the predominantly Muslim region, but they do warn that more need to be done. Military responses under the previous Thaksin government had been criticised as heavy-handed and out of touch. Professor Wuruwit Baru, Vice Chair of the Council of Peace Promotion in the Southern Provinces, is visiting Melbourne. He's accompanied by a colleague from the Prince of Songkla University, Associate Professor Arin Saidi, founder of a local women's network. Both are from the Pattani province in the south. I began by asking Wuruwit Baru if the now dismantled National Reconciliation Commission made any difference.
Yes, our report say that the government should set up very important agencies in southern border provinces. And now we call Saw or Bota or Southern Thailand border provinces administration center there. And under this agency, we have a council come from local people to help this center in administration to this part of the country.
Do you think that under the interim administration of Prime Minister Surayut, the situation has improved?
If you looked at in general, sure, the situation still bad like before. But I think the policy of peace way in solving the problem is very important in long term. And this is the very important point, because the roots of one of the factors of this violence come from injustice, for example, and then from based on cultural dimension, I think. So if we work for social psychology, it is right, I think.
Professor Arin, if I may turn to you now, do you think this interim government of the past 12 months, do you think it's more sensitive in the way it handles the issues of Southern Thailand?
The more you use violence against to solve the problems, the more violence you will get back.
So do you think the present government has adopted a much softer approach compared to the Thaksin administration?
I think so. Only that the result may come up very slowly. It's a long-term solution, but it is worthwhile because you need to work on a social psychology, how to approach the people, make them feel that they are part of the country, they are not mistreated. And I think what the government is trying to do is really on the right track. Only that in practice, how effective it is and how much the people can accept this, because sometimes they can't wait. They want everything quick. That's why they use, instead of wanting peaceful ways, they want more troops in southern Thailand.
Professor Wirawit, you mentioned certain government agencies that have been set up in southern Thailand. Can you give us an example of what some of these agencies are and whether or not, or give us an example of how they're working?
You know, before this, lots of official government, official servants, you know, they cannot work with the people in community. They can go out from the office. So now, lots of them can go to the community and work with the people in community. This is one of our suggestions to the government, that through many projects, they can go to the community and work together with the community.
And are you seeing tangible differences now being made? Are you seeing the results now
of results,
this closer
yes,
relationship?
I think better and better. I think better and better. But you see, the violence now, because of maybe some groups of our side, they believe that violence can solve the violence. That is contrast with our suggestion from the NRC. Yeah. And then now we ask them, we should use the peace way to solve the problem. So the government, the central government, especially General Sorayut, emphasize on this.
But is the moderate voice, the voice of these moderate leaders,
yes,
are they being heard?
Yes.
And this includes leaders from, I presume, both the Muslim and also the Buddhist communities.
Yeah, I think, yes, we should know that general people, I mean, more than 95%, moderate groups tend to stay in the government side. They are in the middle, and they're ready to go together with the government, to work with the government.
So is part of the problem the fact that many of these violent groups, these so-called terrorist groups,
yes,
some of these extreme Islamic groups, mm-hmm, that not much is known about them, that there are many different groups, it's not just the one group?
Yes, sure. The very young people, lots of them consist of young people.
And Professor Arin, why do you think it's so difficult? Why do you think some of these young people run away to join these groups?
I think there are many reasons. Actually, when you talk about violence in the South, people always jump to conclusion that it's because of being a Muslim, Islam, you know, it's the cause of all the troubles. But in the South, I can really say that there are many factors. I give you example. The lack of education here, I don't mean that all, but I mean some young ones, you can see that low-educated youth exist in the Deep South among the grassroots. And drug addiction, another example, you'll be surprised to see in many villages in the South, drug addicts everywhere. Mm. And you can imagine how the terrorist group can easily brainwash or pay or whatever doing with this group.
Not is part of the problem economic, though, the fact that all these young people have got nothing better to do and they fall
unemployed,
into drugs?
Unemployed. Unemployment is also one more reason, one factor. Also, discrimination, no, injustice would be another. There are many reasons that contribute that when the terrorist group go to the youth, if the youth are the victims of the loss in violence, you know, if he witnessed the killing of his father, a good example, anger, vengeance also there. So there are many factors actually that contribute. I can say one thing. It's not that because being a Muslim, no, I don't think so. Because Islam teaches us to live peacefully with others.
Professor Wurowit, would you think then, would it be accurate to say then that the majority of people in southern Thailand are not that much interested in politics, but they really want the central government to take note of their existence, to take note of the existence of their problems, to sit up and take notice of them?
Yes. The southern politicians now, they play their role in the parliament. Education may be... We should equal the quality of education there.
Improve the quality
of education. That is a very important point. Very, very important point.
What's wrong with the education in southern Thailand? Enough schools or what's the problem?
The community there chose the education in private religious school. They have to learn to study in two streams in one day, two in one. They study hard.
So, for instance, in the morning, they might go to study Ugama or in the Pasantren.
Yes, two streams.
And then in the afternoon, they go to a secular school.
In the same school, they have to learn two streams.
And is that very difficult for the pupils?
It is hard, so hard, you know, and lack of good teachers, you know.
So what is the solution here, Professor Arin?
Well, you have to come up with really good planning, good strategy, how to improve the educational system at the religious school. There is an academic who wrote the problems in southern Thailand are the results of decades of economic neglect, lack of employment opportunities for the local Muslim in both public and private sectors, cultural insensitivity of the bureaucracy and an unrecognition of the religious, linguistic, and cultural diversity within Thai polity. This is a good summing up of all the causes of the problems.
You're listening to Connect Asia on Radio Australia, and we're joined this morning by Professor Arin Saidi and also Professor Wurowit Baru, and they're both from the Prince of Songkla University in Pattani. Professor Arin, of course, is also a member of the Friends of Women group. In fact, I think she's one of the founders. And Professor Wurowit used to sit on the former National Reconciliation Commission. Professor Wurowit, do you think Bangkok will ever consider an experiment in devolution to give locals in southern Thailand a greater say in their local affairs?
Yes, I think the government try hard, you know. The government try hard. However, I think we should say national unity is not uniformity. That is very, 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 very suitable. This was very suitable for our society, for our country now.
Do you think Bangkok, the central government, will ever be interested in doing exactly that?
They try hard, I think. We have to work together with local officials.
Is an example of that, the fact that they're forming new agencies in southern Thailand?
Yes, yes.
What are some of the institutions that they've given southern Thais a prominent say in?
Now, the vice director of this agency is one of vice director come from Ministry of Justice. That is a new one, a new figure, because in the south we found that injustice is one of the factors, violence factors. So the government try hard to have a vice director of this new agencies.
Professor Arin, you co-founded a women's group, the Women's Forum in Southern Thailand. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us, first of all, how have women in Southern Thailand coped, you know, apart from the economic problems, the violence that has affected the area for so many years? How do you think the women coped? I imagine many households would be disrupted by their husbands being arrested or taken away.
Well, I can see that for Muslim women, they have strength to live on despite all those impacts of violence on them. For example, they have reduced income for those who have lost the life of their husbands and sons, those who have become now single-parent family. And since they just think that I have to live on, to go on with my living, and this is God's predestination. So it calms them, it suits them. And also, we have some projects of the government and of women NGO group who set up and help them, visiting them, fundraising for their kids, and also hold meetings for them, let them come and share their feelings. It's psychological therapy. Probably.
Do you have any knowledge of how Buddhist women are coping? Is there support between the two communities?
The same. When we invite them, from observation, we include both the victims, non-Muslim and Muslim, because in the South, both sides are killed, right? Mm-hmm. Not only Muslims. And we try one thing that I realized that what women's group are doing is they not only try to help them psychologically, they also want them to realize that not to have, to feel that it's anger, to have anger or vengeance, to make them understand. But I can see that because as a Muslim, they can, they have strength because of that concept of God predestination.
Would you say that Buddhists and Muslims in the South, by and large, the ones who are not political, the ones who have not joined the terrorist groups, mm-hmm. would you say that they live quite harmoniously together, that they have a lot of affection for each other?
I think they can still live together. But now, since the killing is going on every day, you know, sometime, it's not in town, it's in the village. The problem is distrust.
Is that the danger there, that because the violence has gone on for so long, that distrust is now beginning to eat into the goodwill between the two communities?
That's true. That's why the group who has set up meeting try to invite them both. And one thing we can see when they come together, they kind of have better understanding and understand how they are, how they feel. They are also the ones who have lost the life of their husband. They understand now that you are not the one who feel happy when my husband died, not the Muslim, not the Buddhist. We both suffer. So what I think they are thinking now, Muslim, the victims of the family, the victims, they think how we're going to build the nations peacefully now. They don't care about separation. They care about how they can live on, they can earn their living, they can give good education to their kids. So this is the point. I think the government and the NGO group have to help together, not only us, the Muslim or the non-Muslim, hand in hand, come up with the projects, constructive project to help bridge the gap, the distrust, in order to make us become like the past, our relationship.
Professor Wurowit, if I may turn to you, the present government that's in Bangkok of Prime Minister Surayut is an interim government, and I understand that elections are likely to be held by the end of this year.
Yes.
Do you fear that any new government that comes in might alter the policies already started by this interim government, that it might impede the progress that's being made in the South now?
I think they can solve the problem, I think. the right way, the suitable way, and very the good way for us, the government, to solve the problem of the country, the government should come from the people. That is by democracy system.
But it is the people who will elect into office this new government by the end of this year. What if the government turns out to be one that perhaps neglects the South again? Or do you think that that Bangkok, the people in Bangkok, have learned this lesson, that yes, the only way to resolve the problems of the South is to engage the South, to come up with some helpful, positive policies? Do you think that's already entrenched in Bangkok so that whoever is in government, they'll keep it going?
I think the violence, takes so long time, more than 3 years. And then I think every people in our country, Thai people, they got the very expensive lessons, I think. So the new government, they know well, and they know what is the factors, what is the they should do, because the reports of reconciliation, the commission, and also people know now. Violence cannot solve the problem.
What's your reading of the situation, Professor Arin? Do you think Thais in the north of the country, elsewhere, apart from those in the south, do you think they realise the kind of issues that are prevalent in the south? Do you think they realise the importance of paying attention to what's happening in the south?
Actually, when I meet my friends in some other parts, some may understand but some may not. Some educated may understand it. Some who follow the situation may understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But some do not at all. They will then blame the terrorists all the time. They will say, what on earth? Get out of the country if you don't want to live in Thailand, which is wrong. For those who understand what's going on in the south, they will then come up with perhaps good suggestion or no, I don't know. But I mean, actually, I don't think that all understand. I'm doubting about being better after separation. We women side, after I talk to my women network, we do not agree with separation at all.
What about you, Professor Wurawit Baru? Do you think that the people of Southern Thailand, the majority of the people of Southern Thailand, are quite happy to remain part of the nation of Thailand?
Yes, I think yes. More than 96 or 98%. You sure we have to, in devolution, devolution, we have to improve the local people like to improve the, what they call the local election to make progress in this. I think you should believe in peace way and go through that path. You should believe that is to make the people, lots of people, the majority of people who stay in the middle, strong and stronger. That is the way to solve the problem.
Strengthen the hand of the moderates.
Yes.